The Last Year of Babyhood by Cecilia Bennett. First published 2025. Chapter 1: No Place for Children. Katie stretched out her legs beneath the cafe table, the sun warm on her skin. "Remind me why we wouldn't live anywhere else?" Micah smirked over her iced latte. "Because the rest of the country is full of screaming toddlers and school zones. Who'd want that?" They both laughed at the same joke and shared their same smug satisfaction. It had become a part of their identity, the proud child-free couple. They'd been together nearly 10 years, and the quietness was one of their greatest shared values. Their friends had slowly morphed into parents with strollers and phone calendars filled with school concerts and lice outbreaks, but not them. Brunch, markets, and spontaneous weekend getaways, that was the life that appealed to them, and there was nothing that was ever going to change that. They strolled through the Sunday market in their matching sunnies, arm in arm, lazily moving from handmade candles to vegan dumplings. It was one of their favorite things to do, to find small markets in tiny towns and see what they could find that was different. Their home had a number of eclectic items that didn't quite match, but set a harmony in the house that was all them, all about their style. Micah was mid-sentence about booking a spring wine tour they had been considering, when she paused. "Katie," she said under her breath, nudging her elbow. "Look." Across the park lawn, under a large jacaranda, sat a middle-aged woman on a picnic blanket. She was spoon-feeding someone. At first glance, it looked like a child, until the size made it clear. This was no child. The person being fed was clearly an adult male, though his hair was long and tied with pink ribbons. He wore a frilly white bonnet, a baby-style romper with puffed sleeves, and thick unmistakable nappies under the pastel ruffles. His legs were shaved, his cheeks rosy. He sat with a soft bunny plush in his lap, sucking on a dummy between spoonfuls of mashed banana. People were staring. Whispers and snickers passed through the crowd like electricity. Is that real?" Micah murmured. Katie nodded slowly. "I think so." A passing man muttered, "Sick freaks," loud enough for them to hear. The woman, Bronwyn, they would later learn, turned to him with calm dignity. "He's not hurting anyone. He's just living as himself." The man rolled his eyes and walked on, but Katie and Micah stood still, caught between discomfort, surprise, and something else. They watched as Bronwyn gently wiped the corner of the young man's mouth and whispered something inaudible. The baby, Julie though they didn't know it yet, clapped softly and let out a babbled giggle. His joy was so sincere it bordered on disarming. Katie blinked. "What exactly are we looking at?" "I don't know," Micah said slowly as she tried to digest the scene, "but it doesn't feel like a performance. It feels real, I suppose." They stood in silence a little longer as people passed by, some mocking, some confused, a few disgusted, but Bronwyn didn't waver. She stayed focused on her baby, adjusting his bonnet, humming softly, and shielding him gently from the noise. Something twisted inside Katie, something quiet and thoroughly unfamiliar. "I kind of want to say hi," she said suddenly. Micah raised an eyebrow. "You do?" "I think I do." They looked at each other, then back at the scene. "All right," Micah said, curiosity outweighing reluctance. "Let's go and say hi." They approached cautiously. Bronwyn noticed them and gave a small, warm smile, like she'd been expecting them.